you reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX, you know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to Soul Music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Amazing. This single was off of the Special Occasion album that was released in 1968. However, this version of If You Can Want was not released, and this song was recorded in 1967. And you can get this version of If You Can Want off of the Motown unreleased singles. Now, like I said, this single did end up being on the album Special Occasion in 1968. Now, it was reworked a different way. And you know, one thing about Motown, what they used to do was they would release a single, and then they would have their producers grade if this is a hit or a miss single. But definitely, this version I thought was pretty hot. Now, the version that we've all come to know and love is coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Ooh. you want my company, just like push can turn to shove, like can turn to love. And it's my philosophy that if you can want, you can need. And if you can need, you can care. You can care, you can love. Now say when you want me, I'll be there. Say whatever you want me, I'll be there. Oh, now this may take some time, but if time was money, I would be a millionaire. So whenever you want me, call anytime at all, and it's for sure.
Okay, now you heard the other version, and now you vote for that. But, you know, that was the one that I was grooving on as a kid. If You Can Want, from the Special Occasion album on the Tamla Record label, 1968. Now, like I told you, the previous version was probably a version that they voted not to release. Of course, because it's on the unreleased singles album. Okay, but this is the version that I know from, you know, what they released. But I believe that both versions were equally good. And this is Professor T-Love coming at you, giving you some new soul, classic soul, you name it. It's on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And you can hear A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network on www.prn.fm. At 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, just giving you some classic soul and new R&B. And you know, I'm going to stay on that Smokey Robinson vein because I love Smokey Robinson. I think he's, you know, he's still got the smooth vocals, all his jams, the slow jams, the fast ones. My favorite one, The Quiet Storm, Love and Ecstasy, you name it, Smokey is the man. Coming up next, I think this is a lost soul classic, and this is a great slow jam, y'all. You know, the red lights, the green light, you know, those parties you might have had back in the days. This is the type of single you would play at those parties. From Smokey Robinson and Miracles, the single is called Swept For You, Baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
You know that I'm swept for you, baby. And it's time you were told. Yeah, I'm swept for you. Way down deep in my soul. The first time that I saw you, you stood out from the crowd, looking so good and walking so proud. I wanted to say as you pass my way, you know that I'm swept. Time you were told.
fallen leaf on a windy day. And you like the breeze that comes and sweeps me away. You're like a broom, I'm like dust in the room. 'Cause I'm swept for you, baby. You sweep me off my feet every time that you pass me by. Oh, your presence in a room puts me on air. I don't have to see you to know when you're there. It's crazy, but it's true.
Some classic soul from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And you know, that came off of the 1966 album called Away We A Go Go, which they had the single Come Round Here, I'm the One You Need, which was a Billboard Top 20 pop hit, which was written by the classical songwriting team of Holland, Doja Holland. And you know, this album had a lot of contributors to producing the album, along with Smokey Robinson. You have Mickey Gentile, Frank Wilson, Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, Ivy Joe Hunter, and Norman Whitfield. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to bring you forward. We're going to bring you forward 29 years now to this young lady when she first came out, Brandy. She, you know, she was on fire in 1995, and she did this hot record written by Keith Crouch and Glenn McKinney called Best Friend. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jive York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
Been told that
From 1995, and this was a dance song that was sung by Miss Brandy, and you know, had to play that. I thought it had a nice groove on it, and I hope that you groove into it. And you know, this is A Bowl of Soul. We're gonna bring the party up a notch because you know it's Friday. Happy Friday to all of you listening out there, especially on Live 365. Love y'all out there. We're gonna do something inside out with Odyssey. And if you listen to the song, it sounds similar to a record that was done by Slave, Watching You. Check it out. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Kelly. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Professor T. Love.
Here in this song, we'll go on and on and on without love. Yeah,
I wanna be
inside out. Oh, darling, I want to be so deep that you'll be turning me
inside.
I want to be so deep that you believe me. When you're lying in her bed and you're in her arms instead. Love.
You know, from, you know, some of you know this group, Odyssey. They came out with that single, Native New York, and that was in the mid-70s, 1976, 77, and they came right back in 1982 with Inside Out from their album called Happy Together. And the bass line of which you know came right off of the 1980 hit from Slave called Watching You. This single was the group's second highest charting single on the United Kingdom singles chart, where it peaked at number 3, and it was also certified silver in the United Kingdom. And this single was ranked number 15 among the tracks of the year for 1982. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to bring you a classic from the late, great Miss Gwen Guthrie. You know, Nothing Going On But the Rent, Padlock. Well, I'm going to give it to you, talking about It Should Have Been You. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
We'll be right back. such a long time. True love so hard to find. I've been searching such a long time. True love so hard to find.
Back in the days, you know, partying off of this record, you know, listen, used to come out there sweating late nights, partying off of this single, Should Have Been You. And I want to tell you something fabulous about Miss Gwen Guthrie, which a lot of people don't know. Her name is Gwendolyn Gwen Guthrie, and she was born July 9th, 1950, and she passed away on February 3rd, 1999, and she was an American singer, songwriter, and pianist who sang backing vocals for, guess what, Aretha Franklin, Billy Joel, Stevie Wonder, Peter Tosh, and Madonna, and many others. And she also wrote songs. A lot of you have heard songs that you didn't know that Gwen Guthrie wrote. She wrote the famous song by Benny King, Angela Beaufield, Roberta Flack. She wrote Supernatural Thing with her boyfriend for Benny King, which resulted in Benny King having an R&B number one hit and number five pop hit in 1975, and then also the follow-up, Doing It in the Name of Love, which was number four R&B. She also wrote This Time I Will Be Sweeter for Angela Beaufield. And then together, her and her boyfriend, Harris Fry, they wrote seven tracks on Sister Sledge first album, 1975, Circle of Love, Cross My Heart, Protect Our Love, Love Don't You Go Through No Changes on Me, Don't You Miss Him Now, Pain Reliever, You're Much Better Off Loving Me, and Fireman. And she wrote Roberta Flack's God Don't Like Ugly. I'm sure y'all heard that song, God Don't Like Ugly. And this, on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the legacy of Miss Gwen Guthrie, who passed away on February 3rd, 1999, and we celebrate her here on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed of soul music. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Let me show you.
Listen, I love this part, this ending, because Michael is wailing. It's like a wail of freedom, because as you know, the Jacksons, which were the Jackson 5 on the Motown record label, they left Motown in 1975. And one of the things that they couldn't take with them was the name the Jackson 5, which in a sense might have been a good move for them. Well, for Berry Gordy, definitely it revolved around money. Okay, because, you know, if I gave you the name, I keep the name, and that was his policy. But when they moved to Epic Records in 1977, they became the Jacksons. And one of the things that was very critical, and if you know, the last album that the Jacksons did for Motown was Moving Violations. And that was a good album. That was an excellent album. They was killing it on the album. And then they also did Forever Came Today. But one thing about Motown is that they, you know, Berry Gordy very much wanted them to sing and not write. But when they came to Philadelphia International Records, which was a subsidiary of Epic Records, they were allowed to be creative and write their own songs. But their introduction to the world as the Jacksons was through this single, Show You the Way to Go, in which they took a different direction, which also led to Michael Jackson also becoming an independent artist once again, but on a higher level on the Epic record label. This single was written by Gamble and Huff, and it was their introductory single off of the album called The Jacksons, and it was a hit for them. It was a hit for them, and it was interesting because they went from Detroit to Philly Soul. I love it. I love it. But this album was really a hot album. And this is A Bowl of Soul, just giving you a history and connecting the dots for you. Coming up next, we're going to play some new soul music from Miss Angelia Williams, talking about you. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Where did you come from? I feel like you came from heaven. With eyes like the stars, shine bright like the moon. I feel like when I look at you, soul, cocoa butter, cookie smoothie, reads my mind. And even when it's winter time and it's cold on the outside, when I'm with you, I feel like I can take on the world. And I'm honored, baby, to be your special girl.
Like that. I hope y'all was digging that. That was smooth. Miss Angelia Williams, she is from Nashville, Tennessee. My goodness. And you know, we celebrate Miss Angelia Williams, and she's an award-winning vocal coach, singer, songwriter, and she is a mezzo soprano. Wow. Miss Angelia Williams held the position of praise and worship leader and section leader at one of the largest churches in the greater Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. She has toured and recorded with some of the best known names in gospel music, such as the Inspired Chorale, Minneapolis Gospel Sound, Voices of Praise, Kim Burrell, Fred Hammond, Karen Clark Shear, to name a few. And she is also, her vocal studio has been the recipient of Nashville's Best Award in the category of Vocal Coach for 2013 to 2018, and she made her TV debut on the hit Bravo TV reality show called Thicker Than Water. In its third season, she was working with Brooklyn Tankard, who was her vocal client, and she is also a brand ambassador for Damon John. Also, she released in November 2017 her freshman EP, Both Sides of Love, which is a soulful collection of songs, which is referred to as a relationship audio book. I'm clapping for that because we need those kind of books. We need those love books. Teach us how to love, have better relationships. Amen. You know what? You can support Miss Angelia Williams. Support her music by going to www.angelia.music.com. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we got some new music from Mr. Jackson James talking about Midnight Romance. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Well, if I could buy your love, if I could, yeah, I would work for it every single day. But I'm just upset that you see it in a simpler way. And there's not much I won't do, yeah, for you. I can play these games all the same. But I'm just upset that you see it in a simpler way. Is food and I'm full. It's time to exercise it all away. Push and pull isn't quite the same. Words ain't enough to make you see straight. If I could buy your love, if I could, yeah, I would work for it every single day. Well, I'm just upset that you see it in a simpler way. And there's not much I won't do, yeah, for you. I can play these games all the same. But I'm just upset that you see it in a simpler way. Beneath the cold, steal away all my plans. And I'm not asking for your hand, just a midnight romance. And if I could buy you, if I could, yeah, I would work for it every single day. Well, I'm just upset that you see it in a simpler way. And there's not much I won't do, yeah, for you. I can play these games all the same. But I'm just upset that you see it in a simpler way. You're nationality, 'cause I got plans. Oh, I got plans to make with you my breaking through. I figure it's all worth the chance. You are worth the chance. But if I could buy your love, if I could, yeah, I would. I would work for it every single day. And I'm just upset that you see it in a simpler way. There's not much I won't do, yeah, for you. I can play these games all the same. And I'm just upset that you see it in a simple way. Why do you see it? Why do you see it? In a simpler way.
Giving you some sweet R&B, that's good, from Jackson James Smith, Midnight Romance. And you know, this is off of his soon-to-be-released EP called Spence. This song has a little blues, a little soul. It's good. It flows very, very nicely. And you need to support Mr. Jackson James Smith. You can support him definitely. You know, you can go. It will be, actually, his album is released. It was released as of May 4th, and you can check out Jackson James Smith on SoundCloud. Also, you can go to his Instagram, www.instagram.com, Jackson James Smith. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and coming up next, we got some new music from Mr. Leon McMullen off of Sound Mind Records from Birmingham, Alabama, baby, giving you some Southern soul up in this place. Called Don't You Wanna Party With Me? And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You wanna party with me? Well, hey baby, well girl, don't you wanna party with me? Well, you sexy little mama, don't you wanna party with me? The way you shake your hips, oh girl, hey baby, woo. I like the way you shake your hips, oh Lord. Now, look at that. If you was a bottle of wine, yeah, I sure like to take a sip. All right. Like the way you back it up. Hey, hey baby. Ooh. I like the way you back it up. All right now. I've been watching you so very long. I like the way you touch the stuff. All right now.
Ooh, look out here. You know you ought to cut that out. Look at you now. Come on. Don't do that. Bang over me. Girl, you better stop. Oh, shit. I can't take this, girl. I told you. Wait a minute. Hold on. Girl, you better wait a minute.
I like the way you party.
the way you dance. I like the way you do your thing. I like to take a chance. Hey, baby, don't you want a part of me? Don't you want to party with me? Well, all right now. Look here. You sexy little mama. Ooh. Don't you want to party with me? Yeah. All right now. Oh, baby. Let's do that thing. Dropping low, baby. Let me see you do that thing again. Woo. Hey, hey, baby. All right now. Don't you want a party with me? Tell my Leon, baby. You see,
I love a party.
I love sexy things around me.
You heard what he said. You love the party, don't you? Don't you want to party with me? New single from Mr. Leon McMullen off of the brand new release from his CD entitled Can I Take You Out Tonight? Released off of Sound Minds Records. I want to thank Mr. Tony Gideon from Birmingham, Alabama. You know, Tony Gideon, back in the days in the 50s, he was a doo-wop singer in Chicago. And now he is running Sound Minds Records in Birmingham, Alabama, putting out some great Southern Soul music from Alabama, baby. So make sure you support Mr. Leon McMullen. Talking about Don't You Want to Party With Me? You can probably purchase that on Sound Minds Records. Also, go to cdbaby.com. Also, go to amazon.com. And I'm going to leave you with a classic soul song, slow jam from one of my favorite groups, the Silvers, talking about I Wish I Could Talk to You, Baby. Woo! I see some of those records are classic, because see, you don't have to curse or nothing. All you got to do is have conversation and know how to talk to people, because you can make love with your words. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Into my life, there comes a change that makes me feel like crying. I played on your love, and when you left, girl, I just felt like dying.
So that I can
A Bowl of Soul. We've come to the end of A Bowl of Soul. You can check out A Bowl of Soul, a mix to a soul music later on today on www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. Also, you can follow me on Facebook. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Also, follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. And of course, let your friends know that A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, is also broadcasted live on 365. We can do a live show, and also without uninterrupted, you won't have any commercial interruptions. You can listen to Live 365 and listen to A Bowl of Soul round the clock, 365 days of the year, 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week. This is Professor T. Love just coming at you, giving you some love and just connecting the dots, talking about R&B music from 1949 to the present. Make sure you treat people as you wish to be treated. Show love. Don't sweat the small stuff. I'm telling you, there's a lot of things out here that can irritate you, that will make you go ballistic, but don't you do it. Like the song said, baby, don't you do it. Don't do it, babe. So make sure you take care of yourself. You have a blessed weekend. Have a blessed Friday. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.